It's a dark, foggy night in the dense forest of West Virginia. The air is thick with an eerie silence, broken only by the occasional rustling of leaves. Suddenly you feel it, eyes watching you from the shadows. You turn, and there it is, a massive figure, wings spread wide, red eyes glowing like burning coals, staring straight at you. What would you do? Run, scream, or simply stand frozen in fear? Tonight we delve into one of the most terrifying and mysterious legends in American folklore, the Mothman. With numerous sightings reported in the late 1960s and a tragic disaster tied to its name, Mothman has become a symbol of fear, mystery, and perhaps something far more sinister. Welcome to another episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where the realms of true crime, the supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Matt.
I'm Jordan.
Let's dive right in. Jordan?
Yes, Matthew?
We're bringing back an oldie. So, as you guys may notice, this episode is going to be in a slightly different format. We're just kind of testing some stuff out. So make sure to let us know below how you guys like it. Don't know if we're going to keep it or not. We're just kind of playing it by ear. But my favorite part is I got to bring back the Jordan.
And I love it so much. It's my favorite thing.
So, Jordan, what do you know about the Mothman?
I'm going to be honest with you. Mothman is not one that I actually know a whole lot about. So I'm kind of intrigued.
So absolutely nothing. Okay.
Sure. Absolutely nothing. We'll go with that. Sounds great.
You should know by now that no matter what your answer, it's going to be you don't know nothing about it.
Clearly.
So, we'll get into a lot of it. There's a lot more to it than I even originally thought. I've heard stories about the Mothman for years, probably. In fact, I think that was probably the second cryptid that I ever really heard about. Obviously, Bigfoot, I think everybody's heard of that one. But it's a really interesting story, and I think we're going to have some fun with this one. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Let's start with the origins of the Mothman legend. Our journey begins in the small town of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. It was the mid-1960s, a time when this quiet town would soon become the epicenter of something extraordinary, something terrifying. On November 12, 1966, five men were digging a grave in a cemetery near Glendenin, West Virginia. They claimed to have seen a man-like figure flying low over the trees. It was just a glimpse, but enough to send chills down their spines. This was the first documented sighting of what would soon be known as Mothman. Just a few days later, on November 15, 1966, two young couples, Roger and Linda Scarberry, and Steve and Mary Mallett, were driving late at night near the old TNT area, an abandoned World War II munition site just outside Point Pleasant. They noticed two glowing red eyes in the darkness. As they approached, they saw a creature unlike anything they had seen before. Large, with wings folded against its back, it suddenly spread its wings and took flight, chasing their car at high speeds, sometimes exceeding 100 miles per hour. Terrified, they sped back to town and reported the encounter to the local sheriff. The sightings didn't stop there. Over the next year, more and more people came forward claiming to have seen this mysterious creature, often near the TNT area. The fear and curiosity surrounded Mothman grew, and each sighting added to the legend. But the most chilling event associated with Mothman was yet to come. On December 15, 1967, just over a year after the first sightings, the Silver Bridge, which connected Point Pleasant to Ohio, collapsed during rush hour traffic. 46 people lost their lives as the bridge plunged into the icy waters of the Ohio River. Many locals believed the Mothman's appearance was an omen of this tragedy, a warning that went unheeded. This connection between Mothman and the Silver Bridge disaster solidified the creature's place in American folklore. Some saw Mothman as a harbinger of doom, while others believed it was somehow involved in the collapse. Following the disaster, the story of Mothman gained national attention. John Keel, a journalist and paranormal investigator, wrote The Mothman Prophecies in 1975, linking Mothman sightings to the bridge collapse and exploring the possibility of a supernatural explanation. The book was later adapted into a film in 2002, bringing the Mothman's legend to a global audience. But what exactly is Mothman? What did people see that could inspire such fear and speculation? Now, let's delve into the description of Mothman. What did the witnesses actually see? Most accounts describe Mothman as a humanoid figure standing about 6 to 7 feet tall with a wingspan of 10 to 15 feet. The most distinctive feature, those glowing red eyes, which many witnesses said were hypnotic or terrifying to behold. The creature's body is often described as gray or black, with wings resembling those of a bat or a large bird. When it takes flight, witnesses report a whooshing sound, as if something massive is moving through the air at an incredible speed. But not all descriptions are identical. Some witnesses reported the creature standing as tall as 8 feet, while others noted a more crouched, bird-like posture. The color of the eyes, while predominantly red, has been described as orange or even yellow in a few rare cases. These differences in descriptions have led to various interpretations of what Mothman could be. Some believe it is a supernatural being, an entity not of this world. Others think it might be an undiscovered species, a creature native to the area but rarely seen by humans. Interestingly, Mothman's description also bears similarities to creatures found in folklore from around the world. In some cultures, large winged beings with glowing eyes are considered omens, appearing before disasters or significant events. Could Mothman be a modern incarnation of these ancient myths? Regardless of its true nature, Mothman has left a lasting impact on Point Pleasant and beyond. The creature has become a symbol of mystery and fear, inspiring countless books, films, and even an annual festival in Point Pleasant. Every year, thousands of people flock to the Mothman Festival to celebrate the legend. There's a statue of Mothman in the town center, complete with those iconic red eyes. The Mothman Museum attracts visitors from all over, eager to learn more about the creature that has captivated imaginations for decades. But what about the encounters? What happened during these terrifying moments when people came face to face with Mothman? Let's explore some of the most famous encounters with Mothman, starting with the Scarberry and Mallet sighting that we mentioned earlier. On that fateful night in November 1966, as the couples drove near the TNT area, they were not prepared for what they would see. As they described it, the creature was massive with wings folded against its back, but what truly terrified them were its eyes, large, red, and glowing in the darkness. The creature took off, falling in their car as they sped away, reaching speed that seemed impossible for a living being. When they finally made it to town, they were shaken, terrified, and convinced they had seen something extraordinary. Roger Scarberry later stated that if he hadn't seen it with his own eyes, he wouldn't have believed it. The sheriff took the report seriously, and soon the media caught wind of the story, spreading it far and wide. Another chilling encounter included Connie Carpenter, a young woman driving home from church in November 1966. She claimed that as she drove past the Mason County Golf Course, she saw a large figure with wings standing by the side of the road. As she slowed down to get a better look, it suddenly spread its wings and took off, flying directly toward her car. She described its eyes as hypnotic, almost paralyzing her with fear. Afterwards, she experienced eyeshine, a temporary condition where eyes were painfully sensitive to light, a physical effect that added credibility to her story. Then there's the encounter of Marcella Bennett in 1967. Marcella was visiting friends near the TNT area when she had a close encounter with Mothman. As she was getting out of her car, she saw a large figure rise from the ground near the house. Terrified, she grabbed her child and ran inside, but she was so shaken that she tripped and fell, dropping her child. The creature didn't attack, it simply stood there, watching her. She described it as having an intense, almost intelligent gaze. This encounter left her deeply traumatized, and she struggled with nightmares and anxiety long after the incident. But these aren't the only stories. There are many lesser-known encounters, like the one experienced by Newell Patridge, a local contractor. He reported seeing two red eyes in the darkness outside his home, and his television began to emit strange, high-pitched noises. His dog ran outside and was never seen again. Partridge believed the creature was responsible, and his account added to the growing fear in the community. Another sighting involving two women, Doris Day and Carol Ann, they claimed to have seen Mothman near their home in early 1967. Both women reported experiencing psychological disturbances afterward, including intense nightmares and feelings of dread. Their story, while less publicized, contributed to the belief that Mothman was not just a creature, but something more. Something capable of affecting the mind of those who encountered it. These encounters paint a chilling picture of a creature that is not only physically imposing, but also psychologically disturbing. But Mothman didn't just vanish after the 1960s. In fact, reports of sightings have continued, albeit sporadically, throughout the decades. One of the most notable modern waves of sightings occurred in Chicago in 2017, where multiple witnesses claimed to have seen a large winged humanoid in various locations around the city. These sightings reignited interest in Mothman and led some to speculate that the creature might be more than just a local phenomenon. Despite these ongoing reports, there remains a great deal of skepticism about Mothman's existence. Could it all be a case of mass hysteria fueled by fear and a desire for the extraordinary? Or is there something more to these encounters?
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Let's dive into the various theories that could attempt to explain what Mothman could be. These theories range from the supernatural to the scientific and even the psychological. Supernatural theories. One of the most popular theories is that Mothman is a supernatural being, perhaps an interdimensional entity or a spirit. Some believe Mothman is a harbinger of doom, appearing before major disasters to warn of impending tragedy. The theory is supported by the timing of the Mothman sightings leading up to the Silver Bridge collapse. In various cultures, large winged creatures have been seen as omens, and Mothman might be a modern manifestation of these ancient beliefs. Another supernatural theory suggests that Mothman could be an alien entity. The area around Point Pleasant has a history of strange occurrences, including UFO sightings and mysterious men in black encounters. Some believe Mothman is a part of a broader phenomenon involving extraterrestrial visitors, perhaps even a scout or observer sent to monitor human activities. Finally, there's the idea that Mothman is a spirit, possibly of a deceased person or an ancient being tied to the land. This theory ties into local Native American legends and the idea that certain spirits are protectors or avengers of the earth. Biological theories. On the more scientific side, some researchers suggest that Mothman could be an undiscovered species, perhaps a large bird or bat that has yet to be classified. One popular candidate is the sandhill crane, a large bird with a wingspan of up to 7 feet and red patches around its eyes. The theory is that a particularly large or deformed sandhill crane could have been mistaken for a humanoid creature, especially in the dim light of the night. Another possibility is that Mothman is a mutation, perhaps caused by environmental factors such as the chemical waste left behind at the TNT area. This theory posits that a known species like a bird or bat might have mutated into something more fearsome, accounting for the unusual size and behavior reported in sightings. While these biological explanations offer a more rational perspective, they don't fully account for the eerie aspects of Mothman encounters, such as the creature's apparent intelligence, its glowing eyes, and its impact on those who see it. Psychological theories. Then there are the psychological theories. One of the most prominent is the idea of mass hysteria. In the 1960s, Point Pleasant was a small, close-knit community. When a few people reported seeing something unusual, it's possible that fear and excitement spread, leading others to believe they had seen the same thing, even if they hadn't. This type of collective behavior has been documented in other cases where communities shared anxiety manifest as sightings of ghosts, monsters, or other supernatural beings. Another psychological explanation is that Mothman sightings are the cases of misidentification. In the dark, under stressful conditions, it's easy for the mind to play tricks. A large bird or even a shadow might be perceived as something far more terrifying. The glowing red eyes could be the result of light reflecting off a bird's eye, a common occurrence in nocturnal animals. Skeptical explanations. Of course, some skeptics argue that the entire Mothman phenomenon could be a hoax. They point to the lack of physical evidence, no footprints, no feathers, no remains, as a sign that the sightings were either fabricated or exaggerated. It's also possible that some reports were influenced by media coverage and the spread of sensational stories, creating a feedback loop where more people claim to see Mothman simply because they expected to. Others suggest the Mothman sightings were a rational misinterpretation of natural phenomena. For instance, during the 1960s, the area around Point Pleasant was undergoing rapid industrialization and construction. The lights and sounds from these activities combined with the rural environment might have created conditions where people were more likely to misinterpret what they saw and heard. Whether you believe in the supernatural, the scientific, or the skeptical explanations, Mothman remains an enigma. Each theory adds a layer of intrigue to the story, making it one of the most fascinating and enduring legends in American folklore. And that's our story.
So I'm loving knowing like the beginning all the way to the end in the theories. And I'm loving how not only is it like a harbinger of doom, but also people have straight up like celebration about this thing.
Yeah. And I want to start off by saying that we 100% at some point are going to be going to this festival.
Might not be soon, but we're going.
I 100% want to go to this at some point. I want to go see the Mothman Museum. We are going to eventually go to that. Now, I will say that a lot of the skeptics point to the fact that Point Pleasant may have made this up for economic gains because their local tourism economy is tied strictly to the Mothman. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, obviously, like a lot of people think Roswell is the same thing where it was made up for their economy because they very much went into that whole thing.
But it kind of could be both though, right?
Yeah, I think it could be. I think they definitely latched onto the opportunity. It doesn't make sense to me that the city officials would have made it up at the time. I mean, this was back in the 60s, definitely a different time. Like if it happened today, I 100% believe that city officials would make something up like that. But you got to understand the time. This was a time when paranormal was definitely not something you wanted to brag about.
No, but I believe 100% that back then people saw something that super freaked them out. And over a little bit of time, they were like, you know what? We probably could capitalize on this.
Yeah, I 100% think that's exactly what they did. They capitalized on something. I don't blame them for that. And the fact that I want to go to that festival now tells you that I'm not against it. I think that's a really cool idea.
It would be so neat.
You know, that's the one thing I hate about living in Joplin. There's really not any festivals.
No, there's nothing. We're boring.
Like, we don't have, like, a fall festival or, you know, pumpkin festival or anything cool.
Nope, not a one.
It's disappointing. But I'm on the fence on this one because, like I said, this is probably my favorite cryptid. Well, my second favorite because my favorite is Skinwalkers. So I really like the story. I just don't know if I believe it. And mainly because, like, for instance, with Skinwalkers, there's thousands and thousands of, you know, people who are allegedly witnesses.
I agree. But the thing about this one is it is centralized, which to me makes me think that actually might be more credible. Because like with Skinwalkers or with some of the other ones, it's so spread out. And to me, that makes it almost seem like it could be something different. But with this one, with the Mothman, I feel like it might actually be something real. Or at least if it isn't real, it could be something different that was just mistaken for this. But it could be real because like people for sure are seeing something.
I would go so far as saying that definitely at one point it did exist, a lot like Bigfoot. I don't know if it still does at this point, because Bigfoot at the same time, I think maybe at one point it did exist, but I just don't know if it still exists now to this point. But I think it's still a really good story. I like the whole story. It's really fascinating to me, and I really want to go to the festival. Honestly, that's the only reason I did this whole story is just to bring that up, because we are definitely going to go there at one point.
It's disappointing because we're poor.
I know. We're going to go one day. We're going to go one day. I promise.
Support us now. Buy our merch so we can go.
That's a good advertisement for merch. Buy our merch so we can go to the festival. So, what is a Mothman? A warning from another world? A misunderstood creature? Or simply a figment of our collective imagination? The truth may never be fully known, but the mystery of Mothman continues to captivate those who hear the stories. Perhaps it's the uncertainty, the possibility that something so strange could exist that keeps the legend alive. Before we wrap up, let's recap. We've taken a journey through the history of the Mothman from the first sightings in the 1960s to the tragic collapse of the Silver Bridge. We've examined the various descriptions and encounters that have left witnesses both terrified and puzzled, and we've delved into the theories, supernatural, biological, psychological, and skeptical, that attempt to explain the mysterious creature. But in the end, Mothman remains an unsolved mystery, a story that continues to evolve with each new sighting, each new theory, and each new generation of believers and skeptics alike. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a comment, and share the video. We'd love to hear your thoughts. What do you think Mothman is? Do you believe the sightings, or do you think there's a more rational explanation? Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check out our links in the description below.
As always, we keep you guessing.
Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.